Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Podcast Network Asia.
What's up, guys?
Tonight we've got JD from Motorismo as our guest on Tunay na Rider episode 140 something something.
Share mo na natin.
What's up, JD?
169.
Hi, sir.
Mag-share na kayo sa mga Facebook nyo.
Ayan,
isa pa lang. Sino yung nanonood? Isa pa lang. Pamain.
Diyan, yeah, matraffic ngayon, pare. Sobra. I mean.
Oo. Sobrang traffic.
Paano ulan ng ulan?
O, oh, nandyan na si Motobex. Motobex, makahakot ka na. Nandito
sa
si Boss JD.
Nawawalan ng ano eh. Nawawalan ng tamang pag-iisip mga Pinoy.
Oh, Aris, ano yung Moto Chismis this week? Ano yung balita?
Bukas pa lang ako ang chismis. For sure.
Bakit? Saan yung mga
asan na yung mga nabalik?
Nasa isang lugar lahat bukas. Natamaki na tayo lahat.
Pupunta lahat bukas yung mga naban.
Oo nga, nandun sila. Umpul-kumpul sila ron. Bukas maraming feeling artista dun. Sigurado.
Mga ano, main character.
Oo. Binibidyohan yung sarili tapos kinakausap sarili.
May chismis ako na si Aris bukas may bodyguard.
Ayun! Pare, papakita ko sa inyo bodyguard ko, 6-footer pare. Lampas 6-footer bukas.
Required.
Financier ko yun.
Gusto ko rin pag-usapan natin yung nag-viral na video na ride-hailing app. Tapos ni-record niya yung yung pinick-up niyang passenger.
Ah, oo!
Si ano, kuya ko yung nag-book daw, kuya ko
Paul yun, Paul?
Oo.
Wala may naman ganun. Dapat may disclosure sa mga ganun.
Oo. Eh, ibig sabihin, pag nag-video ako ng na-aksidente, hindi rin pwede.
Pwede mong ilabas lang, i-publish lang ng basta-basta, di ba? Pwede silang kasuha nun, tututusin.
Pag-usapan natin
yung
do's and don'ts.
Yung write-up, time. What's up, mga katunay?
Oh. Oh, si Moto Bex, ba't naging ano?
All right, we are episode 140-something. Oh, may kakadal ako, Moto Bex.
Kadal weather.
Grabe. We are on episode 140-something. And
145.
145. At least tama yung four. We've got JD from Motorismo. I've been hearing a lot of really cool things about these guys, but I don't know exactly what they're about. Diba, Maki? Tuwing lumalabas tayo, oh, Motorismo this, Motorismo that. Oh, sila yung nag-sponsor sa amin. And then ang daming pictures at videos si Gino Rufino kasama yung Motorismo. Eh, ano yun? So we finally tracked down the mastermind, si JD.
Yo, no?
What's up, JD?
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me. Magandang gabi.
So before we hop on and feel free to chime in, JD. Before we jump into the Motorismo JD episode, medyo mainit yung pinag-usapan natin kanina, Maki, Aris. But yung...
Sino dun?
yung TVS rider / vlogger. Yan ba yun? So basically, yung TVS is what they call yung mga anong tawag doon, Aris? Yung
mga habal-habal.
Mga habal-habal. Yun ang platform, di ba?
No. They're diba? Not necessarily habal-habal. Meron din mga TNVS doon.
TNVS.
The accredited, government accredited motorcycle taxis na nagpo-post about mga passengers nila, which is a no-no. In fact, I wrote something about it sa Angkas, yung 10 commandments nila, na meron silang restrictions about treating the passengers pare. Lalo na the women, lady passengers, masyado silang mahigpit doon. And I know, pagka nag-complain ka, in-action na agad. One of them is getting their phone number without, you know, wala namang rason. Lalandi lang. Yeah. Kinakausap mo about personal matters. Dapat hindi mo kinakausap eh. Actually, one supplier of motorcycle communication system approached me kung pwede ko silang ilapit sa, specifically sa Angkas group. Hindi ko pinansin, pare, kasi I told them, dinidiscourage ng Angkas management to yung mga tawag nila doon, rider partners, na kausapin yung mga pasayero.
To be clear, Aris, hindi ito Angkas. Nakita ko yung video eh.
Wala, hindi siya Angkas.
Hindi siya Angkas. So what Aris is sharing
ang point ko doon, hindi lang siya isang company ang gumagawa niyan, yung mga riders from isang company, maraming gumagawa niyan. Eh maganda yung pinost ng tao from motorcycle taxi community na tigilan niyo na yan, na nagpo-post ng
manual.
Diba? Kaya, I mean, it's a good move. Kumbaga, ano yun eh.
Sino nagpost on?
Ano, motorcycle taxi community? Parang community siya eh.
Ah, so ano, collective?
Grupo yun, grupo. Grupo.
Kasi doon pa, may ari ng joyride, wala rin ethics eh.
hindi lang sa ano yan ha, sa mga accredited, I think sa mga, yung tinatawag yung habal-habal, yung mga kolorog, I think it's becoming rampant din. That's why this guy came up with a reminder. Tigilan nyo na yan.
Tama. Tigilan nyo yan.
Hindi kasi diba, nag-viral recently ang isang video na pinost ng isang ride-hailing app. Tapos...
Itago natin sa pangalang Joyride.
Dahil sabi niya, parang let's just say na-invade yung privacy ng customer dahil, di ba? Tapos, syempre, alam mo naman, mga tao katulad ni Bak, mahilig sa mga issue, love story.
O, hindi ako yun!
mga tao katulad ni Bak at ni Aris.
Yeah, alam mo yung example dyan? Pag hinatid mo yung...
Sila mahilig sa amin.
Nag-work sa bar yung babae. Pag babae, ng babae, kukuna mo hanggang pagpasok mo sa bar. Kinukuna mo kasi nag-ano eh, nag-moonlight na vloggerista eh. That's privacy, privacy, privacy. Tama to si ano eh. Yung viewer natin si Norio Oyales Reyes.
Oh. Ayan.
Privacy yun, Brad. Huwag mo na kunan yun.
Shoutout mo na tayo, si Bingoy. Hello, Bingoy. Yeah. Nasaan ka? Nasa resort ka ba o nasa bahay mo sa Nueva Ecija? Coach Clyde.
Oh, si Coach Clyde. Nanonood.
Clyde.
Yeah, si Coach Clyde. Gising pa, ha? Yeah.
Ayun, anyway. It's para sa akin, foul yun. Kasi, for example, ano ko yun? Kanyari, it's my wife. And then, sobrang invasive yung ganong bagay. Tapos you put it up on public. And then, in a form of a vlog with a lot of commentary. So, I wouldn't want that. Diba? So, sana, sa lahat ng mga kaibigan natin na sumasideline din ng mga cast, etc. So, we should be mindful of sharing information.
Luda ko, Maki, luda ko sa mga kaibigan natin, walang gagawa na sa mga mabait kaibigan natin.
Agree. Lalo na mga nanonood ang tunay na rider. On that note, JD, ba't mo linabas yung video na yan?
Kaya pa na siya nandito.
Ano ko, malay. JD, sa presinto ka magpaliwana.
I'm just kidding. Okay.
I know.
Yeah.
JD, may guest tayo, may bisita tayo, hindi natin pinapansin.
Oo nga, pinapatay niya na yung video niya kanina eh.
Oo nga. Kasama ba ako dito?
Si JD yung ano ha? Si JD yung pinaka-maaga sa atin, nauna pa sa ating mga host. Sa ato ng bukas ng ano.
Hindi, ikaw pinakamaga.
Alright, so JD, how'd you get into riding motorcycles?
Pandemic rider din ako eh. So, funny yung story ko, bumili muna ako ng motor bago ako nag-ride. So,
mayaman na ride.
So, nag-shopping muna ako ng motor. Sabi ko, ito yung gusto ko in-ride. And then, nagpahanap ako ng assistant, nagpahanap ako ng riding school. Kaya napapunta ako sa Motor Clyde. Sina Coach Clyde, si Coach Irwin, okay. At saka si Coach Daddy. So, pinadala ko yung motor ko sa Motor Clyde and then the rest is history.
Ganun. Flatbed pa, pagpunta dun.
And actually, yung assistant ko, meron marunong sila magmotor, so sila nagdala.
That's good attitude.
What bike was that?
Triumph Bumper.
Oh, that's a great first bike.
Wow. Yeah, some so, bike.
Swak yun. Good so, choice.
So, may medyo baba siya.
Ikaw ako si Kuya Mark.
Yeah, pero I love that bike. One of my favorites.
Is it your first bike?
Ayun. Go ahead.
Is it your first bike? Na yung hindi ka ba something lower? Kasi ano ba yun? 1200 agad eh.
Yeah. So that was my first bike and then nakita ko yung mga friends ko na meron sila naked. So bumili na rin ako ng Trident 660. So sinubukan ko pero kulang eh. So parang pag high CC ka, pali pala yun. Kailangan slow, small CC ka muna going up.
Correct. So, but tama yung ginawa mo. Going to Coach Clyde and not riding it there and having it brought there. And you learned on the bike, not using their bikes, but the bike that you're going to be using.
Tama. Si Coach Irwin actually, makakukulit sa mga yan. You should try this bike, you should try this. Try mo lang yung motorcycle. Sabi ko, Coach, tulungin muna yung haraling ko. Kasi, at least if I'm gonna fall, I'm gonna be falling on my own bike. So, yun yung... Siyempre, nadami ko ng mga kaibigan na natutumbay. So.
Wait, I have a question. You said pandemic rider. Sino yung nag-influence sa'yo to start riding?
actually my staff, you know, sabi ko naman sa inyo, I'm production house kami. Mm-hmm. Most of my staff nagrurusi na sila, nakikita ko. So sabi ko, ba't rusi? So ano yan, ganoon. Talagang time, I was curious pa, why, what was that? Kasi I never heard of that brand before. So yung mga kinukustom nga nila na, so sabi ko, okay. So ganda naman, mga classic looking bikes. Motor. Mm-hmm. So sabi ko sa kanila, I wanna buy a motorcycle. Hindi ko, not knowing na meron palang 400cc yan up.
400 agad.
So, parang ganda ng motor nito, let's buy this. And yun nga, sabi niya, sir, hindi kami pwedeng sumabay sa inyo sa freeway kasi, you know,
maliit test lang.
Maliit lang. So sabi ko, okay. Then let's try. Yun, ngayon, naka-big bikes na sila lahat. So, and yung ano namin, yan. Yeah.
Out of stock lang daw yung racket, pero racket talaga yung bibirin.
Ayok. Talaga
raw ko sa ng bobber.
Si JD baliktad, eh, mala sa pinakang taas, no, pababa.
De don ka rin babaksak, Maki. Yo ako. Vespa. Then 400cc na ano yun, Shadow Ace, Widow, Sportster, 650 na GS, 1200 na GS, then pababa na 990. 690.
Okay. Hanggang sa maging Honda Cub.
Hanggang sa maging Horwin. diba?
Yeah. Pero yeah, so 1 year na. April 22nd ako nag-aral sa motor client. So almost 1 year na nagmamotor.
Kami, mag-aaral pa lang kami sa motor client.
Ay, naka-ride doon na si JD. Ha?
Yes.
One of the motorismo events. Yes. I think it was in the Batangas Loop.
Yes.
Ang galing mo na mag-ride, JD, ah, for I would say the beginner ka eh, kasi 1 year pa lang eh.
Yes.
But you're very confident with your riding. And
nag-ride tayo, 6 months pa lang ako nag-ride nun.
Biro mo yun? Punta tayong, ano yung gulugod, baboy ba yun?
Baboy, yes.
Yeah. With a fog, very foggy pa nun, at saka umaambon, di ba?
Yes po.
The roads were very steep and twisty. Ala, nakit mo yung ano mo yung bike mo eh. Miski siya maputi, di ba?
Yeah.
You remember
full
that?
Credit. Yes po. Full credit, yeah, to Motor Clyde kasi they really helped me out. Kasi yun po yung talagang reason kung bakit yung confidence mo, kasi iba yung pag nag-ride ka, importante yung confidence mo sa motor eh. And
I see a rider with a good training foundation sa paggalaw niya eh, with the bike, and it shows sa pagmamaneho mo. Galing pare, I'm happy for you, congratulations.
Thank you.
JD, may comment si Gino. Magaling yan. May back ride 10 hours on the road. Trident ang gamit. Yung tanong ko, sino yung back ride mo? At alam
mo yun nga. Si Kuya Mark. Kuya M.
Kuya Mark.
Si Gino yung back ride ko. Pag naglulup kasi kami, yung girlfriend ko, lagi sumasama. So, pero pinag-motorclide ko na rin yun. Ayoko na mag-back ride. And it's Peggy.
Ang galing, no? So,
I think
JD skipped the, ano, kung lahat ako, natuto ako on the wrong foot eh, sa motorcycle. Takas-takas ng motor, gano'n. Pero JD started with, ano, with the foundations. Galing.
Solid foundation.
I still have more things to learn. So, yun yung, everyday is learning about motorcycle. Lagi, right? I'm just glad and I'm blessed na talagang, you know, I have a group of good friends and people that really support me in riding. Yun yun. Sino Kuya Gino, you know, nakaride ko siya. Marami din akong tanong sa kanya eh. You know, so yung mga kasama ko lagi na nag-ride, I have questions and I want to absorb all the knowledge that I can get from each one. Kasi each rider has a different technique.
Yeah.
So, ganun ako mag-ride. Yan lang. sponge. Yun ang I want to be a sponge.
Yun ang tamang ride mindset. Yun ang tunay na rider. Sinagot na niya. Yung tanong.
Oh, okay. See you next time.
Alright, so ganun ka ba talaga ma-addict, JD? Like, malala talaga? All in?
Yes.
Sa mga bisyo, kasi, sa mga hobbies?
Yeah. Magastos. Napakagastos na motor.
A man after my own heart. So, yeah. Speaking about addiction and getting high on your own supply, ano yung motorismo naman?
So, yan. After a few months na nagmamotor ako, sabi ko, anong gagamitin ko? Saan ko dadaling tong motor na to? Kasi, syempre, breakfast rides are the common thing. Sabi ko, hindi pa tayo nasasawa sa Lomi tayo every weekend na lang. Yung nalang kakainin natin, saka tapsilog.
Si Gino, so, tumaba sa kanyan eh. Takalo.
So yun.
Gino, laki mo
ah. Lomi.
Si Bak nahawa kay Mark. Grabe ka mambuli, Bak.
Hindi, totoo yan. Yung mga trip nila, JD sa motorismo, puro food trip. They know the places where to eat. Di ba, JD?
Yes.
Psst, kailan ka last nag-joyride? Alam mo yung may kasama ka, sobrang tawa lang kayo ng tawa, sabaw yung usapan nyo, kahit saan kayo dali ng trip nyo, ayos lang. Tapos biglang tatahimik, lalalim yung usapan, magiging intellectual, emotional. Ngayon, kahit stuck ka mag-isa sa bahay, sa traffic, sa trabaho, pwede ka nang sumabay sa Joyride of Intellectual Wall Conversations sa podcast kong Sabayan with Victor, produced by Podcast Network Asia. Sabay na sa Sabayan with Victor.
And then yan, si Kuya Gino. Gino, ang dahilan kung bakit ko i-restart tong motorismo na to. Kasi when I saw him, kasi I'm a follower of Motodil, no? Pinapanood ko lagi yan. Kasi when I started learning how to ride the motorcycle, sabi ko, dami naman motor pala na pwede. So I started watching him. Nakita ko yung Himalayan niya, trip. Sabi ko, pero mag-ganyan dito sa Pilipinas. So sabi niya, wala. Nag-search ako, but wala. Nag-tours ng Philippines. Looping, etc., etc. So, yun. Bumili ako ng dalawang motor dahil ni Kuya Gino. Yung Himalayan na ginamit niya at saka yung Scrum na Himalayan at saka yung Scrum.
What? But that's the same bike.
Yeah, I did. I bought those two. Sabi ko, baka pwede yan dito. Pwede naman. Kaya lang, syempre, ang target market ko kasi, ang in-aim ko ng motorismo kasi is to bring foreigners to the Philippines. Yun ang gusto ko eh. I wanna bring foreigners to the Philippines and ride in the Philippines. So, tingin ko, personally, I think na that's the wrong bike for that job. Kasi if you're talking about Europeans, they're gonna be looking at the Ducatis and the BMWs. So yeah, that's in the Triumphs, yun yung mga high-end motorcycles na. Pero syempre, since that's a target, I started kami na Kuya Gino when kasama kayo nag-loop sa Cebu. Tinatry na namin ngayon kung ano magiging problem later on kasi once we open it up to the international market, lahat ng problems dapat alam na namin solve. So, yun. When we ride, may sakin na kami. Meron kami mga pickups. Meron kami hindi mo na kailangan ng magdala ng mga panniers para sa motor mo. We'll pick up your stuff for you in your house. Mm-hmm. Ang loops namin, depende. So may mga loop namin, yung Mindoro namin, 3 days yon. Yung Cebu, I think it's 7 days. May ganun kami. So we loop and then partner na lang natin si Togo. So hindi na natin kailangan dumaan ng vehicle para pumunta ng Cebu. So from
Batangas.
Northport. Actually, Northport, diretso ka ng Cebu. No, 22 hours lang yon. And then, you have a choice between flying there or riding with your motorcycle to Cebu. Kasi ginawa namin na Kuya Gino, nag-plane kami. All of my staff, brought in the motorcycle. Pagdating namin ng airport, pagbaba namin, nandun na yung mga motor namin. So ready. That is how motorismo is.
So make comments si Ms. Becky. Yes, spoiled ka ng motorismo pag sumama ka sa loops nila. What does that mean? Anong ibig sabihin ng spoiled?
Kasi wala ka nang iintindihan kundi magmotor. So even we pick up your stuff, kasi kunyari 3 days, ang hirap naman, I tried riding, dalawa kami, ninikot naman yung Panay Island. I tried having panniers with me, ang dami namin gamit. Mabigat ha. It's not easy. So, ang gusto ko, pagdating mo sa, pag nagmotor ka na lang. Yung gamit mo, may pick up na sa bahay mo, may magde-deliver sa bahay mo. It's pre-packed. So, wala ka na pagdating mo doon, magmomotor ka na lang talaga. Tapos pagdating mo doon sa restaurants, nakain ka na lang. Kasi everything has been nakaladag na. Kasi you pay for it eh. Yung mga clients namin, they pay for it. So they pay for the services. That they, pagdating mo ng hotel, bibigyan na sa'yo yung susi. Pagpasok mo na, doon yung mga gamit mo. So, mga VIP talaga. Meron din mga first class. Meron din kami, syempre, yung hindi maka-afford. Meron din. Pero syempre, yung hotels doon, syempre, mas lower. Gets mo. So, kasi yung mga premium, katulad next week, we're gonna be going to Palawan. So, from Palabac, Balabac, down south, to El Nido, we're gonna do that in 5 or 6 days. Parang ganun.
I have a question. Is it exclusive to big bikes only? Or pwede rin yung mga scooter or mga 250?
Currently, meron kami mga loops na pag big bikes. And then I'm gonna be opening it up for Vespa riders. So yung mga naka-Vespa, gusto mag-loop sa Palawan, you can. Kailangan kasi kawawa naman, may iiwan yung iba eh. Lalo na pagka-ride mo si Miss Teggy, demonyo mag-motor yan. mabilis talaga si Miss Teggy mag-motor.
Paano po pag wala akong Vespa? Ang kunyari mga... Not Vespa.
Mio. Okay. Mio.
Pwede naman. As long as bagay yung motor natin with the speed. Gets mo? So kung Vespa, pwede naman kaabot naman ang Mio dyan eh. So hindi naman lahat ng Vespa mabibilis. Diba?
Okay. So any displacement scooters, pwede?
Pwede.
Okay.
Meron akong project sa puro Yamaha naman.
Wow.
So Yamaha. So sa Mindoro din yun.
See, Inday Rider may comment. So, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about your day job. Siyempre, the thing that funds your passion project. Sabi ni Inday Rider, ang maganda pa, pagkasama sa motorismo loop, you get to document your experience by the motorismo films.
Yes.
What does she mean?
So, if you go to our YouTube channel, we have some sort of like a documentary type of thing of everyone's experiences. So yun, ine-edit namin yan. We involve the people that is with us doon sa film. Kasi bakit ko ginagawa yan? Kasi one of the reasons we ride is because of course, your experience and at the same time, documentation na nakapunta ka na doon sa lugar na yun. And who you're with. Importante yun eh. Sometimes it's not about the destination. It's the people that you ride with. Diba? Yun yung pinaka-importante, yung mga taong kasama mo. And, yun. So, pagkasama kami, meron kang coffee table book. Tapos, kasama na yon kasi may taga-picture. And then, we have yung, 24-minute namin na film na kasama lahat na yun, na-explain ko pa paano namin ginawa yung experiences namin. It's because pagkatapos ng loop na yan, lagi meron separation anxiety. Kasi para kayo muna umuwi. Kasi nag-enjoy lahat. Yan. Kasi hindi ka na hassle eh. Nag-enjoy ka talaga eh. Eh, nasa sarap ng mga kasama mo yan. Sina Inday, kasama ko lagi yan. Sina Gino, Steki, Sarah.
Oo nga, yung mga long ride, yung problema sa long ride na ganyan, kami ni Maki, 90s kami magkasama. Pucha, magkamukha na kami. Mahirap.
Pero masaya siya. It's one of so, those experiences na ano.
Yes. First class talaga. Everything is taken care of. Your luggage. All you have to think about is getting to wherever your starting point is and flying. And you don't even have to worry about messing around with GoPros and Insta360s because you've got that covered. So all you are doing talaga is being present in the moment, riding and enjoying the ride and the comfort.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty much it. So.
Wow.
Yeah. That's actually, it's a marketing thing for us. At the same time, kasi syempre, pag meron kami mga videos, you know, you can, people that was with us, sinishare nila yung videos na yun eh. Siyempre, ano na, sa kanila yun eh, parang, katulad ko, sama mo si Hyundai Rider, nag-ride kayo, si Gino Ravina, nag-ride kayo. Parang, wow. You know, those are like celebrities. Yeah, those are like people that are, you know, are influencer in the, you know, motorcycle world, di ba?
Siyempre.
Pakita natin yung ano, muscle ni
Gino. Hindi, sa iba, ano, influencer, 'di ba? Sikat na sikat. Millions of views si Gino, si Inday. Sa amin, fans namin mga 'yon.
Sabi nga nila, sabi nga nila.
Konti lang yung fans namin.
Ayun o, sa Gadalu.
So this is a sample of the documentation.
Yeah, no?
Parang
ganda.
Oh, is ano ba yan? Same day edit ba yan?
Ay, hindi naman.
Forward mo na dun sa abs ni Gino. Dali.
Kasama ko si Gino. Hindi yata eh.
Hindi nakasama dyan. So, ang ano namin dyan, meron kami, we're shopping it for, papalabas na sa TV and hopefully soon. Sa network.
Wow.
And yung...
Galing,
I'll just leave it playing and then pwede tayo mag-uusap because these are beautiful shots. I mean,
galing,
drone shots.
Sagada, no? Yan yung Sagada back road, oh.
Wow! Vogue cover girl.
Yeah. Si Apo Wanghod.
Panalo.
So you're using the content and you're going to be doing something on TV?
Yeah.
Wait, ako, I have a question. Meron bang limit kung ilan ang pwedeng sumama? Like, meron bang maximum 10, gano'n?
Actually, nung Mindoro namin, there were 24 of us.
Wow.
Pero naka 3 teams kami.
3 teams. So, 24.
Okay. So, kasi, depende kasi, syempre may mga riders na mabagal, may riders mabilis, may riders na mediocre. So pinag-iiwahiwalay namin yung ganun. Kasi, hindi ba kasi diba, peace from riding, pag minsan may borderline ka na, yung pag hindi mo nare-reach yung speed mo, inaanto ka.
Mm-hmm. Tama, tama. Kasi so, ako, I've experienced joining a ride, ilan ba kami nun? 84.
What? 85. Grabe!
85. Pero these are all experienced riders. And then, tawag dito, ang grouping is ultra fast, very fast, tsaka fast. yung choices.
So 350 tsaka 200.
This is a Norbindring motorbikes. Magamit na ng free time, right? Dyan ako sumasama most of the time.
Tsaka importante sa amin din yung formation.
Oh, yeah.
Kasi may formation talaga kami when we ride. Yan natutunan ko rin sa yung group riding ng motor glide. We do have formation na kailangan, kunyari, one ka, two ka. Kasi you have to watch my back. I'll watch yours. Alam mo yun, parang dire-diretso kayo para hindi wala kayo nasisingitan. Safe riding. Yun ang pinapromote naman namin. Yun ang natutunan ko kayo.
Oh, that's good. Kasi sometimes may mga ako experience ko. When you're riding, meron akong gusto lagi na sinusundan lang. Which I know na gusto ko yung riding style niya, kaya lagi ko siyang sinusundan. And then suddenly, somebody from the back will enter the line na hindi ko alam yung riding style. Parang minsan magugulo talaga, maguguluhan ka talaga eh. So sa inyo, you just follow who's in front of you all throughout the ride. Okay. It's good.
Sometimes it changes. Kasi pag minsan, meron kasing timpla na yun, katulad ni kasi syempre yung skill level. Iharapan mo ang skill level ng starter tapos skill yun nasa likod. Pag minsan yung kasama, may inis yun eh.
Yeah.
Diba?
So we have to put that.
Yeah, we have to consider that as well. Para, yes.
So sabi niya, paano kaya handling pag may medical
emergency? We have a doctor with us.
Wow.
May kasama kaming doktor sa first aid. Coaches namin marunong mag-CPR, mag-first aid. And then may van tayo na kasama lagi. Sakyan. So just in case. Sasakay namin yung motor doon and then takbo na yung...
May tanong rin si Henorio. Not tanong, pero may statement. Bawal kamote. Yun ang mahirap kung... Why I like riding with people I know. No? Mackie, mabilis yan. Sobrang magaling na rider. Pero marunong siyang mag-moderate. Diba? Si Buck, medyo gago yan. Pero again...
hindi siya motor.
Hindi siya motor.
Yung pagkatao.
Off the bike, gago yan. No, but ang hirap magsama ng iba't ibang personality, iba't ibang bike. Yung iba, medyo aggressive, di ba? How do you deal with that?
We assess. Meron talaga mga tao talaga, lalo ni mga Ducati, mabibilis talaga yung mga yan. Normally. Alam ni Teki yan. So, patakbuhin mo yan ng 80, pumurahin ka na yan. Diba? Kasi pa, you have to understand, may init yung motor nila. You really have to understand. That's how it is. So, you know, there's a part where ngayon, sinasabi ko na natutunan ko sa rides namin na meron kang optimum speed na hindi kayo naantok. Kailangan makuha mo yan kasi ayaw mo rin naman na inaantok na sila habang nagmamaneho sila. So, ang ginagawa namin dyan, inihiwalay talaga namin. Itong tour na to, itong loop na yan, si Carlo, 2 weeks pa lang siya nagmamotor dyan. 2 weeks naka big bike. Imagine mo ah. So, first day namin, overshoot siya ng overshoot in all honesty. Yung tik na siya bumangga sa wall. So, tinupo talaga namin siya. And talagang sinandwich namin siya in a way na, sige, monkey see, monkey do. Follow, inasarap mo. Dahan-dahan muna tayo. Yung the rest, nasa unahan na. So, nakahiwalay na yung mga skilled rider. Yung mga unskilled nasa likod, iniwalay namin. Para titingnan muna namin kung makakaano siya, makakasabay. Kasi, syempre, minimum speed muna. Kasi syempre, hindi ka tinatakbo ng curves ng 180. Diba? Takbo namin, 30, 40, 50. Tingnan muna natin. Hanggang sa nasanay na nasanay, hanggang sa, imaginein mo, kasagada kami, puro twisties, ang galing na niya. So, based from that, third day namin, fourth day namin, sagada. We already got it. So, yun, medyo pinakawala na namin. So, sige, medyo kaya mo na. So, that's how we do it. Kasi hindi mo, you cannot please everyone. May mga kabote ka makakasama. Hinihiwalay talaga namin yan. Pinasasama namin sa iba. But, you know, para just to, for the rest of the group to be safe. Kasi pag kami kabote ka nasa gitna, mabangga yung isa niya, pare-pareho kayo tumba, di ba?
May nag-PM sa akin. Naiiya daw siya mag-comment. Sabi niya, pwede po ba akong sumali dyan? Tapos, paghahanap na rin ako ng kadate. Parang ano ba daw yan? Parang ano ba yan? Yung parang dating ride? Parang... Di ba may ganun sa ano? Sa
Boracay? Gagawa tayo ng singles ride?
Singles ride.
Puro lalaki.
Actually, Pino. Sige, gawin natin.
Valentine.
Singles ride out, di ba? Singles ride out, no? Diba?
Singles ride out, di ba? Maganda yun.
So
yan, ha?
Tala tayo ng mga ano. Sige, gawin natin yun. Next Valentine's Day.
Oo.
Di ba?
Hi, he's Chico Garcia.
And he's Gino Killiamore.
We're the hosts of Only Fun.
In our podcast, we explore the boundaries of our pleasure.
And test the limits of our pain?
It's business in the front.
And party in the rear? Wait, what? Wait, we talk about shows that we watch that might, you know, be entertaining for everyone else, right?
Yep, that's what I said. Check out our podcast. New episodes out Wednesdays and Fridays.
No drama, only fun.
Going back to the things that you learn on a long ride, you learn a lot about, and I think it was Miss Teki who shared it. It was Motobex. Motobex shared something about getting to, well, for him, it's influencers, it's vloggers and content creators, and getting to engage with them in real life in these different situations. But for me, long rides are a great way to really build these great relationships, no?
Yeah.
Si Aris, I don't know what Aris does, pero every night, iba yung kasama namin sa nagra-ride, nai-inlove sa kanya. Si Tsukimoto, si mga roommate mo, Aris.
Si Two Wheels Rider.
Ulang lang mag-holding hands si Aris, di ba? Si Joey and Mita, si Tsukimoto. But that's the best way to really learn about a person, because nakikita mo yung pagod, yung stress, if may nasiraan, what do? They just leave them behind? Ako, pag may nasiraan, tatabi ako, ibabato ko yung tools ko, and tatakbo na ako. Kasi wala akong silbi. Hindi ako makakasak. Wala akong alam. Okay, ito yung tools ko. Bahala ka na. Basta roll ko, tagabit-bit ng tools.
I totally agree with you when it comes to that. Kasi first time ko ma-meet si Kuya Gino, going into the Cebu Loop. No? And then, after Cebu Loop, para ko na talaga siyang tito. Tito Gino ko na yan eh.
Tito Gino.
Joke lang kay
Bolton. Tanda ko na talaga.
Pero yeah, it's si Jao Motor rin. First time ko makasama si Jao sa Loop. Si Inday, parang best friend ko na yun, BFF ko na si Inday. Kasi, always, pagkasama na kami dyan. So, nakapagkwentuhan kayo ng deeper, not just motorcycle, pero you talk about life. And then, share each other's passion and then you help each other out. Kasi, pag nandun na kayo, you're para kayo nasa, anong tawag doon, retreat.
Diba
pag nagre-retreat, para ka nasa retreat eh.
Kaya
pagkatapos para kaming when you leave, may separation anxiety talaga. You miss the people that you ride with, and that's the reason why when you message them, sumasagot talaga sila. And then pag minsan tala breakfast ride lang tayo somewhere, and then everyone does it kasi namimiss po talaga yung mga taong kasama mo.
May comment si Gino, no? But si Inday Rider, hindi Tita Inday Rider. Pero si Gino, tito. Kasi sabi tita ni Gino, tita ko si Inday Rider.
Yeah, tita ng lahat yan si Inday. Tita Inday yan eh. Tita Arlene.
Si Coach Clyde, sabi niya, the best thing is train the team, proper planning, itineraries, destination, hotel accommodation, food preps, before you ride, may pre-motorcycle inspection and merong ride before you take off. Galing. Ano na lang ba ang kulang?
Mag-motor ka na lang.
Ikaw na lang ang kulang.
Ako na lang ang kulang. Tsaka yung pambayad ko.
may question ako kay JD. JD, ano, I see sa mga videos nyo, parang nandun lagi yung motor client sa mga trips nyo, sa mga tour. You have a special arrangement with this team. Anong anong sitwasyon between motorismo and motor client? Nakikita ko lang eh, palaging lang dun sila, I mean, sa mga video.
Sina Coach Tiny, sina Coach Irwin. Pag naglulupo kasi, majority ng loops namin, kasama namin sila. Pag kailangan ko lang, especially big groups. Siyempre, it's important na meron tayong kasama talaga na train. Although kami naman lahat, Sinda, trained din ang motor Clyde din. So, yung mga staff ko, trained lahat ng motor Clyde. Ang ano ko, sa amin, ang bago ako sumama sa loop, to be my part of my team, o motorismo team, kailangan muna mag-train ka. Kasi you have to learn the basics. You need to learn how to be a safety rider. Train po kami ni Coach Clyde, Coach Tanit, tsaka ni Coach Irwin. Kaya proud yan sa amin. Kaya yung sinasabi yan, proud yan sa amin. Kasi kami, parang kaming nagaling sa kanila eh. Ganun kami. Oh, we came from them. Yun.
Sabi nung pinsan ko, nakasama ko na sila sa Mapanuepe ride.
Yeah.
Sarap sumama sa motorismo. Soriano lad, tagaan yan. Taga Pangasinan. Pinsan ko, taga Makati rin.
Yan. Bodol ride yan. Mapanuepe na yan.
May tanong ulit si Enorio. Alam mo, dapat si Enorio na yung host dito eh. May support mo ba ang DTI? Actually, lahat ng mga kalahati ng mga tanong natin galing kay Inday, galing kay Gino, galing kay Enorio. Tamad kami, but po'y nagsistream kami. May support po ba ang DTI, DOT, and LGUs? Do you partner with them?
No. Currently, none. Because it's not because we don't want to. Actually, we want to kasi pag DOT, we wanted to be promoted abroad. Kasi yun ang kailangan naman natin. Kasi I have a study actually na when Australia opened up their motorcycle tourism for the international market, nag-boom din significantly ang tourism nila. Ganun din sa Thailand right now. Thailand is booming really in motorcycle tourism. At saka si Canada. We have the numbers. We have the study that did it. Kaya lang problema naman natin ang that we are facing currently is there are only so much motorcycles that I can buy. It's gonna be too expensive. So, you know why it's expensive? Because of the taxes that we're going. We have to pay. The motorcycle na yan, pag binili mo yan sa Europe, let's say GS, it's less than probably a million pesos. We're paying 1.6 million here because of taxes. Tama? So, if you want to open it up to tourism, sila nakapagpalit sila ng motor doon every 2 years. Ang ROI mo dito, mahihirapan ka mag-ROI yan when you're starting. So, automatic you're gonna be losing money. That is one of the reasons why it is not being done here in the Philippines. Sobrang mahal nga niya. Startup capitalization mo, 50 million ka agad. You know why? You need a car, you need people, you need motorcycles, etc., etc. So, pero, people can invest on this. Pero kailangan ng DOT na supportahan to for the international market, not within. We need the dollars to be coming in here to the Philippines. We have 7,100 something islands. It's all beautiful. Napakaganda. I mean, I wish you guys could be ride with us in Mindanao, in Siargao, in Bohol, in Cebu, in Negros. Ang dami mga gandang islands dito na you can go. bakit walang gumagawa? Bakit local tourism pa rin tayo? Diba?
Kami, so,
yun yung ano na, advocacy natin.
When we tried riding, especially sa Cebu, one of, wala namang problema actually sa pag nasa kalsada ka na eh. Kami, we experienced hassle sa Roro. It's one of the pinaka-hassle na pwedeng mangyari sa'yo when you want to travel outside the zone, go to Visayas or Mindanao. Yung, I think that's one thing. Do you agree that that's one thing we need to improve on dito sa Philippines?
True. Pero we've solved it. Eh.
Meron kasi, ka bang dami? Sige, go ahead.
Kasi kami, ang ginawa namin dyan, bago pa kami dumating dun sa Roro na yan, it's already pre-arranged. So, marami kami. Since we're doing, we're big group, pag pumupunta dyan mga clients namin, hindi na sila pumipila. Mga tao ko yung pumipila for them.
Ah, that's good. I think that's,
you know,
that's
so, fine. Pero if you're gonna be, ano, if you're gonna be, you know, doing it on your own, syempre, it's gonna be tricky. And it has to be, parang syempre, tadaan ka sa proseso talaga. That's the, unfortunately, ang Philippines, hindi pa tayo digital, hindi pa tayo, ano, so, medyo light years pa tayo pagdating sa pagiging mabilis. Pero, it's, I think it's getting improved naman. It's getting better. Pero, it's not the best, pero, you know, kumbaga, average lang siya. Ganun lang siya. Pero, yun. At saka, imagine mo ha, yun nga sinasabi ko na, pag ako makarating ng Cebu, alayo pa ng driving mo, eh, kung sasama ka sa amin, sa motorismo, from ano, may ikot mo na agad ng ano, without saving some time. Ang Cebu. So, ganun. Ganun namin inaayos siya.
You know, JD, missing from experience, merong isang, kasi parang lumalabas sa inyo, na parang you're looking to the support for ng government agencies like Department of Tourism to help you with some logistical problem, right? Eh, ang number one problem niyan, especially if you're eyeing foreign riders to come here, di ba yung rent bikes? Yung sinasabi niya kaninang ROI, alam mo, sa harap ko, while we were riding in Europe, there was this one premium brand, yung mga CEO kasama namin. Sa harap ko, kinumpute nila yung ROI. If they're gonna rent out 10 bikes, 10 brand new bikes, activate 10 brand new bikes, and this para sa rent a bike, and they sell it within 6 months, tapos mag-ano pa ulit ng bago, sabi niya, kikita pa yung bike eh. Huwag mo lang patagalin dahil dumadami yung wear and tear at saka yung computation ng devaluation. Ngayon, this game, hinighlight ko lang yan kasi nagpakita na ng interest tong European brand. Hindi lang natuloy kasi something happened. But almost. Actually, sa harap ko, sinabihan yung tao niya eh. You activate 10 bikes when we come back to the Philippines for rent-a-bikes dahil pinag-aralan na natin yan. Up to six months, i-dispatch para meron pa siyang ROI, kikita pa tayo. But ang point ko lang, this initiative did not come from the government. Private initiative. Kaya sabi ko nga eh, kaysa mamuti yung mata natin kakaintay, dahil medyo malaking pera involved dyan, why not, di ba, look for support from the private sector. Na ano nila? Negosyo sa
kanila.
May government pa?
yun nga yung tanong eh. Hindi, tsaka ano, marami ng problema government. Ano yun na natin na, sige, hindi na kayo, dito lang kami.
Actually, alam mo, dapat ang help talaga ng government with us is not to sub to give us the, ano, at ito lang ha, ito. If I'm gonna be asking the government for help, alam mo, is two things. Tax break sa mga motor na bibilhin for rental. Tax break. So the motorcycles could be cheaper. Tama?
Well, I mean, well, you could buy like KTMs. They're manufactured locally. You don't have the tax issues and they're made for export.
Tama. Pero...
Mahal, diba? Mahal sila.
You can buy cheaper motorcycles. Pero syempre, if you're going to be charging a premium, you're looking at the GS1250s and the Ducati Multistradas. Yun yung mga motor na tinitingnan namin. Kasi those are the motorcycles that are going to be attracting the cool, that culture if you're from Europe. Diba? So yun ang nga hanapin mo pagdating dito. Kaya nga may BMW motorrad sa Australia. Meron silang safari. BMW motorcycle safari. Diba? So that's those are people that are actually paying money for that ride. So yun yun. And then
mahirap talaga yun to get tax exemption for these types of bikes. Eh. So we really have to work around, the most premium motorcycle that's manufactured here, that's kind of reasonable on par with global prices would probably be the 790.
Yeah, the KTM. Yeah, those actually are my... One of
the Norden will be manufactured here locally and the prices will be competitive. Hindi ko pa alam actually. May presyo na ba, Aris, Maki?
I tell you, dito, nag-rent yung European friend ko na F900R na pare luma na, nag-give us a headache dahil naputol yung cable.
Yeah.
I think he was paying $6,500 a day.
Wow.
So, parang kotse. And it's a inferior bike dahil ill-maintained. And I'll give you an idea how much the Europeans charge Italians when we joined the BMW Motorrad days. Nasa 200 euros per day ang GS, yung R1250 GS. Pero yun, almost brand new yun. So 12,000 per day. You know, pag nagto-travel ka, especially magre-rent a bike ka, hindi mo titipidin yan dahil pare, pag tumirik ka, it will spoil your trip. Tapos ka na pag tumitirik yung bike. So as much as possible, bukod sa maghahanap, mas gugustuhin mo kumuha ng bagong bike, mag-rent ang bagong bike na medyo mahal, kaysa kumuha sa ng 5-star hotel. Titisin ko na yung hotel, but yung bike hindi ko titisin. Ngayon, we know the rates abroad. Ngayon, makikita natin, my friends from Europe will come here dahil gusto nila umikot after the Ironman. Ang taas nung charge, ang pangit pa nung bike. Tinirik pa, flat pa, natanggal pa yung top box.
Kanino galing yan?
Nakatipid ka na, pero sobrang problema binigay sa amin. So that's the difference of motorcycle tourism abroad in the Philippine scenario. There's so much to be done.
I totally agree with you. And that's one of the reasons why I only want reliable motorcycles and I want brand new ones. Kasi once na binigyan mo yung mga... Kasi I'm from the US. You know, I went to school there. Okay. So, ako kasi, with the Western mentality na, you know, you have to really give good service. Pag pangit na ang pinakita mo yan in on the get-go, bad experience na yan, puro reklamo na nga abutin mo dyan. Diba? Kasi parang motor na to, supposedly I'm enjoying. You've just thrown somebody else's vacation. Tama?
Yes. So sira yung holidays mo.
Yeah. So they paid for nothing. That's one of the reasons why I am not gonna do that. Kasi kung karag-garag lang na yung motor na yan, wag na natin pahiram. Diba? Kasi myself and I wouldn't even try that. Kung hindi ko gagawin, hindi ko pagagamit sa iba. That is just That's how I am. Yan lang yung ano ko.
Do you believe me, guys? When I told you about the computation na ginawa ng premium brand executives, 6 months, sabi niya, papagamit namin, but up to 6 months, bibenta namin, kita pa kami. So that's ROI din. Ang ano pa dyan, yung mag-send, although medyo mahal, but sigurado ka sa bike. Sigurado ka, ano? Hindi ka ititirik. Hindi ka maka-aksidente. Di ba?
Yeah.
I mean, there's business pa rin doon. Meron pa rin. But you do it right. Yun yung point dyan eh. Huwag kang bibili ng second-hand, pre-top second-hand bikes, pare-rent mo, mamahala mo, tapos titirik, mapuprustrate lang yung mga rider o maka-aksidente pa. Ano mo yun? Ang ganda na approach. Maganda yung
approach. Sino ba yung narantahan na yan para maiwasan?
No. Kami naawa ko mag-asawa. Mag-asawa siya. Parang sideline nila eh. But ano ko din, medyo nasabihan ko. Kasi, you know, when they learn that I have my motovlog, sabi nila, sir, medyo ano mo naman kami, promote mo din. Sabi ko, sige. Alam mo, tinabangan ako eh. Tinabangan ako sa dalawa. Ang nangyari, sinermonan ko na lang. Kasi, imbis na wakwakin sila pare, sinabihan ko, ako naintindihan ko, gusto niyong kumita, nag-umpisa yung family niyo, maliit pa yung mga anak niyo, but please do it right. Nakakaya sa mga bisita ko. Iyamiya ako pare, sa totoo lang. Sinundo ko sa luneta. They did the Batangas loop with the, you know, mapuputol na yung clutch. Alam mo yung pag mapuputol na yung clutch cable? ang hirap na yung clutch.
Lumalang yan.
Alam mo saan naputol? Sa kilometer zero.
Oh my God.
Sabi ko, napaka-story para kayo si Rizal. Binagay ko yung
sumagod.
Huwag kasi na. That's a real story, guys. That's a real story. Iyang iya ako.
Pero yeah, yun yung, that's unfortunate talaga yan. Kasi, yan, yung second pala na sinasabi ko dun sa, ano, sa BOT. So for the government, is for us to be promoted abroad. Kasi ginagawa na nila yan eh. DOT goes international, nagta-travel fair sila dyan, they should be promoting us, motorismo. Kasi para matutulungan na tayo mag-promote. Kasi fourth quarter this year, meron na kami mga booking sites na international that's gonna be, are gonna be available. So, syempre, ang promotion namin, social media. Pero, if the government can help us promote motorcycle tourism, I'm not just going to be earning from it. Of course, the local tourism is going to be earning from it. Kasi, sa kanila namin ginagastos, binabayad sa amin eh. Yung food, yung restaurants, yung hotels dyan, we pay them. Kung ano binayad sa amin, yung ginagamit namin pambayad sa kanila. So, it's pretty much like cruise on wheels, diba? Yun lang yun.
Cruise on wheels.
So,
okay. We're sold. I think a lot of people viewing and listening are sold. What's the next ride and how can people avail of motorismo tours, cruise on wheels?
Kailangan ba photogenic din?
Oo nga, mukhang kailangan gwapo at maganda eh.
Oo, kasi pag hindi po tajenic,
mahirap na.
Mahihirapan mag-edit yung...
Huwag ka mag-edit.
Hindi eh. Motorismoph.com, yun lahat ng loops namin available there. Meron kami mga breakfast rides dyan, meron kami mga loops, meron kami mga weekend rides din. Kasi syempre, kunyari, hindi ka available ng long term kasi syempre you have work, you have family, you have kids. So, if you wanna have a weekend getaway, we have that. So, nasa motorismoph.com kami. And then, if you wanna see what we do, nasa YouTube din kami, Motorismo Philippines, nandun yung mga videos. Yan yun. And then, you know, Facebook page, of course, Motorismo Philippines.
Yan. All right. Magtitingin na kami nila back ng mga rides na pwede kami sumama. O yun, yeah. No? Palawan ba yan?
Next week, nasa Palawan kami.
Harap.
So, yun. Very premium sa akin yan kasi first time namin gagawin yan. And then, napakaganda lang ang kalsada sa Palawan. So,
maganda yung idea ni Mark Tong. Sabi niya, bakpagod, sayo tayo. Budolismo tanay. Now, here's the, ito yung selling, ano, ito yung business model, bak. Bago kayo umakyat sa Budolismo, nakasetup na yung motor. Ito kompleto na. May panniers, may top case, may, you know, as in fully loaded, may fog light, and then akyat lang kayo ng tanay.
And then, why? Yung Budolismo, ibibigay sa'yo pinaka-bulok na trail bike.
Ay, pinaka-mahirap na trail. Dadaanan yun.
Libre side.
Budol. Yung ano. Na to, hindi ako matama kay Mark eh. Hindi yung time na. Kailangan ka babae pa rin pa-uwi. Malaki yung pita mo.
Oh no.
May trailer, may ano, may naka-standby sa bushes na rider.
Oh, tapos walang pagkain, di ba? Overpriced yung mga canned goods.
Pag uwi mo, wasak-wasak mo yung bike. Sa hirap yung train. Yun lang.
Hopefully makasama tayo yung sa ride.
Ano, JD?
Hopefully magkakasama na tayo yung sa ride. Gusto ko kayo makasama.
Game, let's do it.
Oh. O tara.
Di bagyo.
11 o'clock, tara.
Kami makina pa bukas, ang daming ilo-launch.
Ang daming event ngayon, no? Isa-isa na natin.
So, BMW has an event and we're gonna be there around lunch. Mackie's gonna be in Makina all 3 days. Oh, and if you have a Tunay na Rider sticker, free entry.
Libre!
Libre entrance. So the way we compute it is 150 yung entrance. Magbebenta kami ng tunay na rider stickers, 50 pesos 200, lang.
200
50,
pesos.
50. Para 148. 50 pesos para libre. Oh, yun, Miss Teki. May sticker
ka, libre ka.
Gcash mo lang sa akin yung 50 pesos.
Yung 50 pesos, ano yan? Certification na valid yung ano mo, sticker.
Ang daming promo dun eh. Parang meron kang susi ng ganitong brand, 50% sticker. Ay, 50% discount sa entrance fee. Pag meron kang biniling oil na ganito, 50% discount sa entrance fee. Yung pag may sticker ka ng ganito, libre ka sa entrance fee.
Si Zach, baka ayaw wala talaga kumita eh.
Oo, oh, ayaw kumita.
Ayaw, di ba? Ayaw kumita. Talaga. Pag may dalangan business, 100%. Ayun!
Yun, bawal pumasok.
Ayun, okay. Sticker rin. So, padala mo na lang sa akin yung 50 pesos, ha?
Yeah. But, hopefully, mag-improve.
Oh, bukas, ha?
Mag-improve yung level tomorrow, ha? Ano, umuulan, eh.
I mean, hanapin niyo kami dun. Tapos, kalabitin nyo na lang kami kung may stickers pa kami.
Oh, dapat sa slot yung kalabit, ha? Sige na nga, 25 pesos.
20 na lang, ha? Oh, guys, 20, ha? 20 pesos.
Oh, meron pa rin senior citizens discount ako, sabi ni Inday Rider.
Alright, no, so, day one, Moto Guzzi is launching something. Sila Moto Strada, CF Moto, and Peugeot are launching something. And BMW.
Peugeot.
Peugeot, and remember, no R. No R in Peugeot, okay? Pangalawa, if you say CF Moto, all caps yon, no space. Pinagalitan kami. And then, when you... Ano
sabihin? Pinala, di ko binasa, so hindi ako kasali sa pinagalitan.
Mali-mali yung spelling namin eh. All right. As we wrap this show up, thank you everyone for dropping by. JD, ito yung pinakamahirap na tanong. I'm gonna put the spotlight on you. Or maybe Pao, can you put the spotlight? Ayan, solo layout. All right. Anong definition mo ng tunay na rider?
Tunay rider for me is about safety riding. It's about being responsible. Yung kasi siyempre pag nag-ride ka, prone yan to accidents. Buti kung ikaw lang maka-accidente, kung maka-accidente ka pa ng iba. Yung lagi kong inaano na kailangan to really have to be responsible rider. Yun ang ano, tunay na rider for me.
On. And that is really why we have this show. It is to promote educated, responsible riding. And it doesn't matter what bike you use, no? Kahit Mio or a 1250 GS, di ba? Actually, mas nakakahiya kung salbahe ka and mahal yung bike mo eh.
Tama.
Diba? Oh my God. Mas malaki yung bike mo, mas ano, kamote.
Oh, mas kamote, di ba? Nakakahiya. Anyway, next week, we're going to Davao. Not us, but our guests will be, and we'll be talking to, sino kausap natin next week, Maki?
I forgot, sorry. kaibigan natin from On Any Sunday Riders.
Yo.
Sila yung kausap.
Sila John.
Because, John, sila yung magiging, ano, sila yung host for this year's national convention and it will happen in Davao. So, we'll talk about it next week.
Alright,
bye. Si Mr. Eki, ba't malungkot yung, ano, yung profile picture?
Galing siya sa KTM ano eh, factory eh.
Napagod ba sa traffic? Traffic
eh,
na!
Puno na yung motor eh. Eh, puno na yung garahe. That's why malungkot si Mr. Eki.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
See you guys soon. Salamat.
Oy, sama kami sa next ride.
Yes, please. We would love to have you.
Basta hindi loamy ride.
Yung buffet ride, sabi ni Miss Teki.
Buffet ride, sige.
Sarap.
Diet.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.